Good afternoon and welcome to Mars Bar. I'm your host, Marcy Latimer, on this Sunday, December 19th, 2021. I do appreciate you joining me here. Wonderful time and just in the spirit of joy in this Christmas season. I hope everybody is enjoying it and taking in the beautiful light displays and just what we can to bring joy to our lives during this beautiful season of the Lord's birth. So I just hope that everybody takes light of that. I know sometimes it could get very heavy during the holidays if we're missing a loved one, for instance. Perhaps you have felt loss. I have this year. It's been very difficult for me. I've lost my mother and so many others during this year in just the last few months. And so it's just going to be difficult getting through the holidays, but I'm trying my best to get through it in a beautiful, joyful way. And I hope that you all embrace that and just know that our loved ones are with their Father in heaven and, of course, living eternal life. If you have God in your life, that is how you get through these tough times, as I do. And I always like to start with a prayer, so I'm going to start right here. Just very quickly, Holy Spirit, blow across America, stir us to repentance and revival. I long to feel you moving today. I got that from the President Trump's prayer team page off Facebook. That's a beautiful message. They also mentioned Psalms 119. I cry out with my whole heart. Hear me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes. I cry out to you. Save me, and I will keep your testimonies. I rise before the dawning of the morning and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes are awake through the night watches that I may meditate on your word. Hear my voice according to your loving kindness, O Lord. Revive me according to your justice. Amen. Thank you so much. I had a beautiful message from the church today. I just went to, I'm in San Diego, California, in the East County. We have a beautiful church called Skyline in Rancho San Diego. It's really great. I love that. Pastor Jeremy said they are going to be starting a school without government overreach really soon. So in the new year, 2022 is looking very nice for a lot of churches, not just ours, but across the nation. I think that a lot of people are tired of all the overreach from government control and just teaching such disgusting leftist theories like CRT, for instance, and so many others that's indoctrinating our kids across America. It's just been a very difficult time in education. And just hearing that churches like mine are going to be stepping up to the plate and starting their own without any government control is so exciting and something to look forward to for the new year. So I'm hoping that everybody can get involved. When you see things you don't like at your school board meetings, for instance, go there. Be the voice. Don't comply. Don't just take it. Here in California, it's been very tough with the mandates, the vaccine mandates now for children. They're making them take these before they go to school again after the winter break. Technically, now it is our Christmas break. I say Christmas break. A lot of them say, oh, you can't say the word Christmas. That's another thing. It's just offensive to them. I'm sorry. It's ridiculous. Just say it. Enjoy it. Say Merry Christmas and repent in this beautiful season and repent to the Lord. I'll tell you what. It's getting just out of control with this PC nonsense, this politically correct nonsense. We need to step up to the plate and not be afraid. Don't be afraid. God wouldn't want that. So let's see. I have some other people. Okay. Thank you, Trader Joe. Yeah. Somebody just wrote, they're coming on. Okay, thank you. I appreciate you listening. Thank you so much. Yes, Trader Joe. Yes, I like Trader Joe's, by the way, the store. And of course, Trader Joe. Yeah, in the White House. No, he's definitely a traitor. Yeah, and I've seen that meme going around. It's very cute. Very funny. Yeah, the fraud in the White House. He's such a fraud. Absolutely. Traitor to America. So good news also on so many other points. I wanted to say I'm a member of my local Republican Women of California. It's called Navajo Canyon. Shout out to them, Republican Women of California. And I wanted to just read this newsletter because I think that it was great. I went to the holiday luncheon this past week that we had, and we have had some great speakers, but this is great. It talks about what's to come as being a Republican, a conservative voice in this crazy time that we're living in, this upside down, backwards world. So I'm just going to read this because I think that it's just a really well done letter. And it really speaks to the conservatives out there, such as myself. Our candidates talk about responsibility, preserving the American dream, and saving the Constitution. Democrats, on the other hand, never mention the word responsibility. They talk about grieving and blame and completely changing the rule of law, the banking system, the schools, and the weather. Their purpose is to raise more taxes to make things fair and then redistribute the money to their left-wing voters. The year 2021 has been remarkable for how many absurd changes have taken place so quickly, in addition to the high number of grievances and wishes disguised now as rights. But the public seems to be catching on. The Republican Party is not on life support and is, in fact, doing very well in preparing for 2022. The Republicans have raised more overall this year than the Socialist Democrats by nearly $4 million. Take that. The Republicans' fundraising success indicates the party is in good position moving into 2022. The Republicans are looking to take back the House and even the Senate from Democrat control. Woohoo! Next year, all 435 members in the House are up for re-election, and 16 Democrat members have already announced they are not running for their seat again. Nearly one-third of the members in the Senate are up for re-election, with many members announcing their retirement plans. As the Republican gains momentum trying to unseat Democrats and take back the House in the midterms, Kevin McCarthy has shown he is a fundraising machine. That's our California senator, of course. No matter how confused we sometimes feel about the Republican Party, remember, it is the only party we have. We need to stay involved and work to change what needs to be changed. Poll numbers have switched against Biden and the far left because our side is fighting back and telling people what is going on. You will be talking to many people over the month of December, so please be the best ambassador you can to be for the Republicans. Work to get the truth out about Republican candidates that believe in the America First agenda. You can bring up all the stupid Bidenisms and wokeisms floating around, but also talk facts, such as this. Summer Stephen spoke to Navajo Canyon Republican Women Committee recently about the dangers George Soros-backed district attorneys in Los Angeles and San Francisco posed to the public when they refused to prosecute criminals or put repeat offenders back on the streets without bail. Thank goodness we have such a strong DA here in San Diego. She's running for re-election, you know. Anytime you hear crime mentioned in a conversation, bring up this fact. That's right, because she, just so you know, our DA here in San Diego, it's always wonderful to know we have a conservative base still in some parts of California, thank goodness. And this, of course, is one of them in Southern California here. Just our DA in San Diego, Summer Stephen, she is going after Antifa in a lawsuit regarding attacks on a pro-Trump rally held in our own community of Pacific Beach. That was held on January 9th, 2021, this year, almost a year. It's crazy to think it's almost a year ago. So Antifa, there was a huge thing. It was a huge fight that ensued. It was a big brawl. All they were doing was protesting. They weren't even protesting. They were peaceful pro-Trumpers waving the American flag, being beautiful patriots, showing their support for Trump, my president, and, you know, the president that actually won the election in 2020. That's right, that guy. The guy who put America first, yeah, that guy. Who should still be in the White House, yeah, that guy. What happened was the Antifa came and started fighting with them, and it was in the news. It made nationwide news. It was pretty bad. It got really out of control and really bad, and she knew Summer Stephen is not backing down. She's holding lawsuits against Antifa. And I think in all of the nation, there have been so many attacks by Antifa, as we know, including January 6th at the Capitol. And we know this too, insurrection. So they say it was the Trumpers. No, that was Antifa. It was a complete farce. And we all know this. And we back Trump. Trump said to peacefully march, and the lamestream media, rather, I call them lamestream media, they are still going after Trump supporters and President Trump about January 6th, the Capitol. And it's unbelievable what happened. Nobody likes what happened. But we know that the truth is out there. And I love Summer Steven, the DA here in San Diego, because she isn't afraid to go after who's really at fault. She's not afraid to go after Antifa and the left-wing nut jobs that were completely at fault. And I love that. She's very ballsy that way. And we need more DAs like that across the board. We need more people like that in office in the entire nation to go after people who are wrongfully accusing others and putting attacks on others. And yeah, the lamestream media, of course, is just completely falsifying everything. And they're trying to blame the Trumpers, and that's not true at all. Just so you know, in case you're not familiar, there is a movie out that's absolutely phenomenal, and it's the January 6th. It's about January 6th. It's called Capital Punishment, the movie. I would recommend it for everybody, no matter what side of the aisle you're on. It's an hour, 38 minutes. It is absolutely great. I watched the entire movie, and I also sent it to liberal family members, and I said, please watch this. No matter what, please have your eyes open to the truth of what happened on January 6th. And you need to watch this because it really does show that it was a trap. And it's showing how a lot of the people there, that they were there for just being God-given patriots who love America, who love President Trump, and who loved the agenda that he was putting out there. He was doing such a great job. And I wish people on the left would just realize, even if they don't like President Trump, I wish they would just put their eyes open to it and be awakened to the fact that it was such wonderful policies that he had in place, and he really was protecting America. Because what's happened in the last 11 months under the fraud in the White House now, Lion Biden, as I say, he just lies and lies and lies and spews all kinds of lies. And he's doing such a disservice. He's putting Americans last. And it's really sad to see how we have been completely flipped upside down in the last 11 months. And he's really ruining our country. And it's sad. We need to get back. So the fact that, as I read in that letter, 2022, the fundraising efforts of the Republicans are outreaching the Democrats is such a promising thing. I think that's wonderful. Wonderful to know that. And it's wonderful to know that we are in a great position moving forward into 2022 for a new year to take back the House and the Senate. We need to do that. And we need to just fight like mad to please just get your vote out there. And of course, election integrity is huge. So that's got to play a big part in the elections moving forward. Naturally, President Trump himself, he is pushing for IDs across the board for all voters. And I completely wholeheartedly agree with that. We need to have voter IDs. It's not racist, as the left wing nuts are saying, the left lunatics, liberal lunatics, how they can actually say it's racist. How is that possible? When you have to have an ID to buy certain things at the store, you have to have an ID to board an airplane if you're going on a plane, you have to have an ID to drive a car, you have to have an ID in so many factors. So why is it considered racist to them? See, this is the problem. They always bring up the race card, no matter what. It makes no sense, and they're not common sense. They have no common sense, and that's the whole point. The conservative-minded people have common sense, whereas the left-minded people, it's out the window, absolutely out the window. It's ludicrous. It makes no sense at all. It's as though they see something completely different than us. That is true. It was very difficult. If you're getting through the holiday season and you're going to be with family members who see things differently, I just recommend that you take politics off the table completely. You certainly don't want to be a part of that. It could get really sticky really quick. Right here in California, we're having the mandates even more so during the holiday season than it was for the last, 6 months or so. We're Newsom, Governor Newsom. Yeah, that's what I call him. He's going back to the cracking down the whip on mask mandates. He's making everybody wear masks. Just the Fauciism in itself. It's just Fauci. I mean, they're listening to Fauci. And New York, I know, is doing the same thing. It's so extreme. You can't walk into any place inside without the mask. And they're cracking down the whip. And people on the left are telling on companies who aren't telling their customers to wear the mask. And it's getting out of hand. It's really getting out of hand. People need to be able to have freedom to choose what they want to do for themselves. We should not be complying for the government control. It's all about control. It has nothing to do with health. We know this now. And it's insane. It's really gotten insane. And I know it's about control because it's obvious. It's when people are getting together for the holidays, and that's when they're cracking down the whip more. They whip most, I should say, with saying, oh, you must wear your mask indoors. You must wear your mask. You must do COVID testing. People are having COVID tests before they get into their homes now if they're going to meet family members. Are you kidding me? This is insane. Are you kidding? Just to go to a family function, they want to do COVID tests? This is crazy. This has gotten out of control. And if you don't want to do that and your family members on the left are trying to get you to do that, just say, you know what? I think I'm going to stay home this year, but thank you anyway for the invitation. And just leave it at that. That's how I feel. Because sometimes it's better just to just not see them. I'm serious. Isn't it a more peaceful time if you're not going to be in that position where you're confronting people who are just going to fight you anyway? I think so. So do what you must, but do what you feel is best. And again, remember, you're in control of your life, not them, and certainly not the government. And you know what? We're going to put God first, and God knows what we need. God is in control ultimately. So if you put God first, you're good to go. And remember that movie. Just make sure you do mention that movie, because that's very important. I think everybody, again, on either side of the aisle needs to watch that movie. It does cost $9.99, so it's roughly $10. But you know what? It's worth it. It's really worth it. And if you want, I'll even give you my password. I'm okay with that. So if you want to watch it, you don't have $10 to spend, I spent it for you. Shoot me a little message here and I will give you my little password so you can watch it. It's a great, great thing to see. Just to show the truth. Showing the truth. People need to fight for their freedoms. People need to fight for the truth. And the truth always prevails in my book. So, you know, it's very eye-opening. And it's very different to be awakened than woke. You know what the leftists, with their woke PC culture. No, we on the right, we are awakened to what is really happening. There is a difference. So remember that. Fantastic, fantastic. So I just want to say thank you so much for joining me again. And always put God first. And remember, we do appreciate you coming here every week. Thank you again for joining me. Visit us at eternalaffairsmedia.com. Please consider dropping a donation, clicking on a sponsored link, or becoming a patron to support our shows. Always God bless. And in this beautiful season of Christmas, we wish you the very best. And say Merry Christmas to your neighbors. Say Merry Christmas to everybody. Enjoy the season. Jesus is the reason for the season. And we rejoice in that fact. And 1 week from today, or less actually, is going to be Christmas. Yeah, Saturday. I can't believe it's 6 days away. It's coming up so quick. So enjoy your Christmas. And if you must be alone, then do that. It's better than being with the leftist lunatics if you have those in your family. And just have a wonderful holiday. Thank you so much for joining me. God bless and amen.